It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more online at carolinachamber.org. By the way, they've been doing their Big Bold Ideas initiative for the better part of the year. They've been soliciting ideas for the community to pursue. They've got a list now of about 450 ideas that have been submitted, and now they're looking for your feedback to select one or a handful for the community to pursue. So more on that at the Chamber's website, too, carolinachamber.org. Talking Hillsboro today, and we are joined on the phone by Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboronc.gov, for more information on town government. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing well today, Aaron. Hope you are, too.
Absolutely. In spite of the clouds, it's a nice day, right?
Indeed. It's good to get a little rain.
So we talked last week about the fact that the application process is now set and the process of receiving applications is now underway for the vacancy that's about to appear on the Board of Commissioners when Jen Weaver presumably gets elected mayor in November. What has been the update since then? Do you know how many applications you've gotten or what people need to know?
Well, I can tell you what people need to know. I know we've gotten at least two or three applications and expect more on the way. And again, Jim Weaver is running unopposed for mayor, will be sworn in on December 9th, which creates the vacancy. We thought since we know that it's, we can assume that it's going to be Jim Weaver as mayor, it makes some sense to go ahead and plan for that, to fill that vacancy on the 9th or as soon as we can, so that person can get in on the training that's provided by the school government and the league municipalities. And so they're ready to go, and we would have full board. We did decide at our last meeting to use the same questions that we used the previous time that we filled a board seat. Those are all posted on the web. We're taking applications. We will take applications until noon on November 8th. That allows a few couple days in case there's one of the current candidates who are running for the town board wants to apply afterwards if they're not elected to the town board. And then we will start reviewing those applications. Almost immediately we'll be reviewing them as they're going on. But tentatively thinking about interviews on the 25th of November at our meeting, and if we're in a position at that point to make a selection, we could do it then, we could do it on the 9th. What we want to do is try to move this process along very quickly, but again, we want to see what the candidate pool is, and we will take the time that we need to make sure that we do it right.
I actually didn't think about that with respect to that November 8th deadline, that you wanted to do it after a couple days after Election Day in case someone, because there are more candidates on the ballot than seats for town board, right?
That's right. That's right. And we didn't want to just drop in and say, well, whoever whoever the fourth person was, we didn't feel like that would be the right thing to do to make that automatic. But we also wanted to acknowledge that we didn't want to have it that close at the end of the election as well. So, again, a couple of days. The election is on November 5th. The closing is at noon on the 8th, and that's a Friday. And then we will meet on the 12th, actually. We will not meet on our usual Monday time because it's Veterans Day, so it'll be Tuesday evening on the 12th is when we can sort of take up the applications and see where we are and how much time we're going to need to review those, whether we want to interview everybody, interview just a couple of people. That's what we'll discuss on November 12th.
So we'll talk more about that appointment process as we get further into November. Town Board also recently made an appointment, and this was last week, to the new Orange County Climate Council, right?
That's right. There's a place for a citizen's appointment as well as elected official and staff. And so the board appointed Caroline Hansley Mace as the essentially the person to be sitting on that. We did also appoint Paul Koff as a alternate for that position. And if you recall, Hillsboro, much like Orange County and Chapel Hill and Carrboro and other places around North Carolina, did make a commitment a couple of years ago to clean energy by 2050. Mm-hmm. That created lots of interest. Ms. Hansley was one of the people who was very interested in keeping up with the town and certainly had very good credentials. So we just went through the board process, or the standard process we do in appointing people to our advisory boards. We opened up applications, we received those, and then a selection was made from those applicants. And much like the other appointments we make to the planning board or the Historic District Commission or Water Sewer Advisory Board, we just use that same process.
So we talked a little bit about this when the council was first being proposed and created, but just as a reminder, what actually is the role of that council going to be when it comes to addressing climate change and trying to meet that 2050 goal?
Well, I believe it's a work in process, mm-hmm. but at the Assembly of Governments, when essentially we had all the municipalities in the county sort of sitting together in one room. Generally it's a conversation just about issues, but this was actually one action item that got happened. It's just we're working, people were getting together informally. Was there some way that we could put a structure around our joint efforts? And I think there was an agreement, of course, all the boards had to pass that, and some agreements about, you know, how big was the council and what was it going to be working on. Jen Weaver is the elected official who's appointed that, representing Hillsborough. And so I'm really interested to see where the council goes with that. But it really is to help coordinate our efforts about what we're going to do for clean energy.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. That's the town's website. We've been talking about these couple of appointments, so opportunities for two in particular Hillsborough residents to really get involved in town government. But if you go to that website, hillsboroughnc.gov, there's a way for every resident to get involved in town government right now, because the town has just released a survey. And Mayor, say more about this. You want as much feedback as possible, right?
That's right. We have done this survey every other year for a number of years, really since we started out this with the balanced scorecard, and we take it very, very seriously. And so we want to encourage people. Those surveys will come in the mail, and we encourage people to please return them, please fill it out. We've been very pleased at the responses that we've had the last time. We have done these. Well, generally, when we have surveys, we've had a, compared to what the standard is for most surveys, which is what, 20-30%, we usually get a much higher rate, return like that, like 70% or something. So we do get a lot, but we really want people to fill those out. The last time, we were just really pleased about, for the majority of citizens, just, what can we say, people love Hillsborough, and on about 64 different standards of measurement, I think we were above the national average significantly on at least 63 of them. And I think about how we handled traffic tickets was just kind of right on par with the national average. But it is important. It also does address, point out things, places where we're weak, and there is time for comments, and we take those things very seriously. So again, encourage people to fill out that survey when they get it in the mail. Be sure and look for it, and please return it.
And I mentioned the website as a place to go. Am I right about that? Can you get information about the survey there, or is it just in the mail?
Yes, you can. Yes, okay. You can. If you said all things, go to the Hillsborough website. There's a great place. For press releases, and you can sign up emails to get press releases. So you would have gotten an email and said, "Hey, keep your eyes out for the survey." Or last week when we had unfortunately, there was a water main break and we had to issue a water boil. Mm-hmm. You would get those messages. There's usually a couple of press releases a week that come out. Also, sir, here's some wonderful things that have happened. Here's what our staff are doing. So sign up for that. It's a good place to find out, get all the meeting agendas, to look on the calendar. If you're interested in applying for an advisory board, like we spoke about earlier, that's where you can make an application. And certainly have contact information. If you want to send an email to the mayor or to all your council members, there's a way to do that to communicate with us. So feel pleased that we feel like we have a website that is kind of a working two-way communication with our constituents. We encourage people to really make use of that.
And this is kind of a side note with regard to the survey itself, but I know the town's communications office is award-winning, that you're particularly proud of them. We've spoken about that on the air before. And the fact that you get a 70% response to this survey just really underscores how effective that communication is between the town government and residents. I speak with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling on the air every single week, and he specializes in survey research and polling and reaching out to people and getting a response. And he says that, you know, in this day and age where you're reaching out to people on their cell phones, if an unusual number comes up, people just drop the call. It's almost impossible to get more than like a 10 or 15% response rating. And you said 20 to 30% for a typical survey sounds about right. So 70% is really, really remarkable just before we even look at the results.
Yeah, and I hope I'm right because I'm doing that from memory. So don't mean that, but I remember it was just really significantly above what we have normally seen, and as well as the responses. Not that we don't get negative feedback as well. and certainly that we try to that is helpful too. So. As you say, for our public information folks, they win awards, they are, work very tightly with all of our different departments. And we realize that most of what we do in local government is, one, complicated. Even when you're in it and you're holding an office, there's just a whole lot to know. The other thing is most of it is really invisible to people until something goes wrong. And it's very easy to sort of jump like, why didn't people see that? Or, have a, government is not necessarily the fondest thing in people's minds generally. And so we think it's important to share positive information, to share accurate information, and to get that out there. Both so we provide good services for people, but just also realizing that if we don't do that, people are likely to assume the worst without having any information. And so we think it's just very important to put in the resources to public information. For a small town, the level of resources we put in is pretty significant. The payoff is very, very good for us, and I think our citizens see that, and certainly our staff and our board sees that as well.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, we got to wrap up, but before we do, upcoming events in Hillsborough or other town government things people want to know about?
Ooh, it's Halloween. There's Ladies Fright Night Out, that's going to be happening downtown, kind of very celebratory, sort of typical Ladies Fright Night Out, but with a costume contest, trick-or-treating downtown, and our last Friday art walk is happening. Friday and Saturday is your spirits walk. Family friendly, the Hillsborough Police Department is doing a trunk or treat up in the Fairview community, but it's really open to anybody from around town. Sundays, there's the Hillsborough Concerts. Shoal Diggers are playing on the lawn. And then if you want to get into the really frightful stuff on Halloween, Monday night, we're going to have a town board meeting. I say that in jest, but really it'll be our board workshop, and we certainly have some big things that we're looking at. One is getting a review of what we're going to be, our scorecard and our results from the past year. We'll be talking about some shuffling around that we're trying to do to, where can staff go and how can we take care of what we've got and make do with what we've got in terms of physical plans to kind of avoid, putting more money into some kind of public facilities. And so a lot of important conversations. And then we'll have Halloween in the later week. And the rest of the year, we've still got the Lantern Walk to go and lots of fun things happening in Hillsborough. So check out visithillsboroughnc.com to find out a lot of this information. And it's just going to be a fun time here in the borough.
Sounds good. Again, visit hillsboroughnc.com. And for town government news, hillsboroughnc.gov. Mayor Tom Stevens, as always, thank you so much.
Aaron, thank you.